Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry Fire Chief Chris Hines. Chief, thank you as always for joining me today.
Well, Joe, thank you for having me out. I always enjoy coming out and visiting with you and informing the public on what's going on with the fire department.
Well, let's get right into it. First of all, this week is National Fire Prevention Week. So what can you tell me about just what this week entails and why it's important to observe?
Well, you mentioned the word observe there, and Fire Prevention Week is the longest running national observation of a day in the United States. Its origin was from the Great Chicago Fire, and that's where the week in October comes from, is the fire in Chicago was on the 9th of October. And so whatever week the 9th of October falls in is the week of fire prevention for the United States. I believe it was about 1922 when it actually became a noted national designated observation day. But as far as the Perry Fire Department is concerned with Fire Prevention Week, that's a chance for us to get out into the schools, visit with the school kids. We have a little program that we put on for the students at their classrooms and have some information that we pass out to them. Every year there's a company during the summer months that'll contact you and tell you that they're raising money to pay for educational material for the schools and stuff for Fire Prevention Week, and that's what this is. It's the material that they provide for us to take out during Fire Prevention Week and visit with the kids and talk to them. And we talk about many different things with the Fire Prevention Week. We touch on stop, drop, and roll, which is always a good thing. And one of the oldies for Fire Prevention Week, Edith, exit drills in the home. We discuss that and having two ways out of your home, always making sure that there's two ways out, that everybody in the family is familiar with that. And that maybe out of Fire Prevention Week and visiting with the kids, we can get them to go home and kind of spur mom and dad a little bit to get busy and make an evacuation plan for their home if they don't already have one and practice it a little bit. It's always good to practice those kind of things. And we want to remember that this isn't something that you just do during Fire Prevention Week. It's something that needs to be done. Nice if it was done three or four times a year. Quarterly would be ideal, where you would review your evacuation plan if you had a fire in your home and go through fire drill with your family and make sure that everybody knows where they're to go and what they're to do, so that in the event that a fire should happen, and we hope that that never happens, but in the event that it does, that everybody can get out safely and everybody will be accounted for because they have a designated meeting place and everything like that. Those are the kind of things that we talk to the kids about and we cover during Fire Prevention Week. We also show off some of our equipment to them and give them a little chance to look things over. And when the weather's permitting, you know, we might even give them a little ride on the fire truck sometimes. So,
all right, when do you plan on going to the school this week then?
We were in St. Pat's yesterday, and we'll be going back to some of the other schools on Thursday and Friday of this week. We generally have 3 days that it takes us to cover all the schools. So, yeah, we hit St. Pat's and I believe one or two of the grades at the public school yesterday, and we'll be hitting the rest of the schools on Thursday and Friday.
All right. Well, now keeping with fire prevention, that sort of thing, what are some safety tips that you can give people for fall fire safety?
We don't need to kind of worry about the fall burning and things like that at this stage of the game with so much rain and everything, but something to keep in mind if it ever does dry out, and that any burning that you do needs to be done during the designated times in the rear of your property, and that's between 10 a.m. and sunset each day, and we want to make sure that nobody burns close to their buildings or anything. Be mindful of the wind direction so that there isn't smoke and possibly debris, but mainly smoke that is blowing towards your neighbor's house or anything, because there are some people that are very sensitive of the smoke and some of the things that go along with that. So be mindful of your wind direction. Definitely don't burn on a very windy day. It's not bad if you've got a little bit of a breeze to carry the smoke away or something like that. But people that go out and try and burn on a windy day are the ones that are just asking for problems, and generally the ones that are calling us about an hour after they get their fire going and say it got away from them and it's now spread into this, that, or the other thing. With the harvest season trying to get going, it kind of stalled out here lately with the weather, but during the harvest season, of course, we've got farmers out in the field, and that's always a concern with all the machinery and everything running in the fields, the possibility of field fires and so forth. So make sure that you've got your fire extinguishers on your farm equipment and that they're charged and ready to go in case you have a problem and we're just a phone call away. Also, preparing this time of year, you want to prepare for winter. It seems like it's a couple seasons away, given the fact all this rain we've got. But winter is just around the corner, and this rain could turn to snow at any time. So we want to make sure that our furnaces have been serviced, fresh filter and that on the furnace, and everything is gone through and ready for winter. Same thing with our fireplaces. It's always good every spring to have your chimney cleaned out and ready to go, and then check it again in the fall. And sometimes you'll find that they'll need to be cleaned again in the fall just from birds and stuff that have maybe nested in your chimney over the course of the summer. So be sure you get your chimney cleaned out and it's ready to go before you build that first fire, because if you don't have a fire from a bird nest or something like that in your chimney, at the very least, it's going to cause the smoke to back up in your house and give you some problems. And if you do have a chimney fire from that kind of stuff, that's not good either. And many times we've had to put out an attic or a roof fire caused by a chimney fire. So we'd like to have everybody make sure their fireplaces are ready to go, make sure your furnaces are ready to go. Be sure that if you're burning leaves and stuff, that you do that in the rear of your property and away from your buildings.
Still lots more to talk about with Perry Fire Chief Chris Hines, so we will continue this conversation tomorrow. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. This has been part one of a two-part interview. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.